Lord, our Lord, your name is the most wonderful name in all the earth. It brings you praise in heaven above. You taught children and babies to sing praises to you because of your enemies, and so silence your enemies and destroy those who try to get even. I look at your heavens, which you made with your fingers. I see the moon and the stars which you created. But why are the people even important to you? Why do you take care of human beings? You made them little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor. You put them in charge of everything you made. You put all the things under their control. All the sheep, all the cattle, and all the wild animals. The birds in the sky, the fish in the sea, and everything that lives underwater. Lord, our Lord, your name is the most wonderful name in all the earth.
Excellent. And now over to Marcia.
So thank you, Elrie, for reading that passage so beautifully. You may have noticed that we've been talking about pancakes, pancake praise. You may have noticed there was no reference to pancakes in our Bible reading. You may have noticed that. I'm going to tell you something a little bit shocking now. There are no pancakes anywhere in the Bible. I looked quite hard this week to see if I could find some references to pancakes, but there were none. So instead, I'm going to talk about something that is there in the Bible a lot, and that is the topic of prayer. There's a lot of prayer in the Bible, and there's good reason for that. Prayer is really simple in some ways. Hello. It's just talking to God. That's it. That's all it is, talking to God. But it can... Oh, hello. That's probably not a good idea. I've upset them already. No. Prayer is as simple as talking to God. But actually, there are things about it that can be quite complicated, or things that we make complicated about it. And I'm going to look at three of those things this morning that I think sometimes we make prayer a bit complicated with. And I need my prop that's just behind Ed. Thank you. Thank you. So, one of the reasons I think we can find it hard to talk to God is that sometimes we think he's really, really far away. Now, I've got a globe here, as you can see, map of the world, and that's where we are in the United Kingdom, up here. Now, I've got a friend called Alice who's recently moved. She's only gone for a few months, but she's moved to somewhere called the Falkland Islands. Does anybody know where the Falkland Islands are? Okay, let me slightly rephrase that question. Does anyone who wasn't alive in 1982 know where the Falkland Islands are? Beth, you weren't alive in 1982. Can you find the Falkland Islands on here before we all go home for lunch?
I don't think I can.
She doesn't think she can. Oh, hello! Okay, so this is where we are, right the way up here, right at the top of this globe. And the Falkland Islands are right the way down here. They're a long way away. A long way away. They're 8,000 miles away. Not only are they a long way away, but they're really remote as well. Here's an interesting fact about the Falkland Islands for you. I think it might make us all want to go there. It has more penguins than people. More penguins than people in the Falkland Islands. I think we should all go. So Alice is there. I can't see her. I can't talk to her. Because it's so remote, she doesn't have very much internet access. She doesn't have access to a telephone a lot of the time. Well, she can access the telephone, but it won't work for most of the time. I can't talk to her. She's a long way away. And sometimes it can feel like that with God. It can feel like we're here, and he's up there somewhere, and we can't see him, and we can't talk to him. But the reality is that he's right here with us. Not only is he here with us now, but when we leave, he goes with us and we can talk to him all the time. Most of the time, my prayer time is spent as I walk to work in the morning. Walk down the hill, down Wendon Road, if you know it, it's practically a mountain. Walk down that hill, and that is when I spend my time praying. Sometimes I forget to do it in my head and pray out loud and people give me weird looks, but that's fine. That's the time I spend praying. And we can talk to God just as easily as we can talk to each other. I can talk to God more easily than I can talk to my friend Alice. So that's the first thing. The second thing is sometimes we might wonder, well, what are we going to talk to God about? What do we talk to God about? God's God. What on earth do we talk about? What do I talk to Alice about? She's got this exciting life surrounded by penguins. She doesn't want to hear about my life. It's going to be really dull. But actually, she does want to hear about my life. She still wants to hear about what's going on in my world because she's my friend and she wants to hear that. And God wants to hear the things that are going on in our lives too. And there are two really easy ways that we can, things that we can talk about when we talk to God. The first is we can talk about things that we want to celebrate, things that are good, things we want to say thank you for. Because the thing is, all of those things came from him in the first place. So we're thanking him for them. And the second thing we can do, and I sat and wrote a letter to Alice yesterday, and I basically said about things that were good and things that I was struggling with. And we can write about things, we can talk to God about things that we're struggling with as well. We do that every week in Pathfinders. Those of you that are in Pathfinders will know this. Every week we go around in our little groups and we share one thing we want to say thank you for and one thing we want to ask God's help with. And that's a really good way to start our prayers. But there's a third reason that maybe we struggle to talk to God, and that's what our Bible reading was about. And we should hopefully see a couple of verses from that come up. I look at your heavens, which you made with your fingers. I see the moon and stars, which you created. But why are people even important to you? Why do you take care of human beings? Those words were written 1,000 years ago by someone who was a king. And even he said, but God, why do you care about us? God made this, not this one that's in my hand, but the real one, the one that is millions of times bigger than this. God made all of this. How can we? Why would he care about us? Why would he? Why on earth would he care about human beings? In all honesty, we don't really know the answer to that, but we know that he does. Tuesday is Pancake Day, or Shrove Tuesday. That's why we're doing Pancake Praise today. And that, the day after that, is the start of Lent, where we start to really think about Easter as that's coming up. And Easter reminds us of how much God loves us, of Jesus dying and rising again, so that we can be friends with God, so that we can talk to him as we walk to and from work each day. That's what Easter's about, and that's what we're coming to. So we know that God loves us. We know he wants to hear from us, and we know that he's there. And here's the thing, whenever we pray, something happens. It may not be quite as obvious as it was for Captain Underpants getting help to make that amazing pancake. It's not always quite so quick and quite so obvious, but something always happens because God loves us, God cares for us, God is looking after us. There's a song that we sing quite often here at St. Nick's. We might just be singing it fairly soon, which tells us that. We sing it a lot. It's got some great words. It's got some pretty good actions as well. And the words go, our God is a great big God. He's a great big God who made the world. But he holds us in his hands. That's the God that we pray to. We're going to say a short prayer now. And then I'm going to hand back over to Mandy and the Together Time team to lead us in a song that might just have some familiar words in it. So let's pray together. Father God, thank you that you care for us. Thank you that you love us. Thank you that you want to talk to us, that you want us to talk to you. And I pray that you will help all of us to talk to you just a little bit more often. Amen.